What is up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel, the number one place for new coaches, content creators, and entrepreneurs. In today's video, I really want to talk about a topic that a lot of new coaches are terrified with, and that is sales calls. Specifically, key mistakes that you might be making that sabotaging your chances of landing that prospective client. I know when I was first starting out with sales calls, I was terrified. I had so much anxiety before hopping on sales calls. And also, that was when the peak of my imposter syndrome would rise, which, by the way, if you have imposter syndrome, make sure you check out this video right here as well. Anyways, if you want me to save you some time, save you some headache, and actually point out some 5 key mistakes that you might be making in your sales calls, then I want you to keep on watching. All right, so let's dive into the first mistake, and that is not setting the stage. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck does that mean? Well, setting the stage is actually setting the intention and setting the frame for the call. A really big mistake that a lot of new coaches make is that they don't set the stage, they don't position themselves as the expert, and therefore they let the client take over the entire 30 minutes that they have together. Now, let me give you a clear example of what I mean by setting the stage. For me, the moment that I'm hopping on a call with a prospective client, the first thing that I say is, "Hey, name, I'm so excited that you agreed to hop on a call with me. I cannot wait to learn more about you." Now, just so that we're on the same page here, the reason why we're hopping on this call is because you're interested in potentially working together. Am I right? Is that correct? Now, this is a very powerful question that you want to ask from the get-go. And the reason for this is, unfortunately, a lot of people confuse discovery calls with free coaching calls, which is not what this is. You do not want your prospective client to come into this call thinking that it's a free coaching session. It is absolutely not. Rather, it's more of an interview. It's more of a process to understand if you and the client are compatible in working together. That's why, right from the get-go, in the beginning of your call, you gotta set that environment so that your client knows that you are the one that runs the show and that the purpose of this call is to make sure that you guys are indeed the right fit. Not only this, by asking this question and making sure that you guys are on the same page, it also filters out the people who aren't serious versus the people who are. Now, obviously, you would have application forms to really filter out people's seriousness. However, unfortunately, some people do manage to slip through. That's why by asking the question, if someone says, "Oh, wait, no, I thought this was a free coaching call," or, "Oh, no, I actually wanted to make sure of something," or, "Oh, no, I actually wanted you to review something of mine," then you know why they're there and you can nip it in the butt right away, or at least you can actually talk to them and make sure you can get them at the same level. But all in all, make sure that you are setting the stage before you even have a full-blown conversation with this person and 20 minutes in realizing that you're trapped in this free coaching call that you did not sign up for. Now, moving on to the second sales call mistake that I see a lot of new coaches making, and that is trying to be BFFs with your prospect. Now, I have definitely fallen victim into this, and it's very common that new coaches forget that they are actually the expert. And instead, because you want to close the sale or because you want that prospect to like you, you think that becoming the BFF is actually going to help, when in fact, it's actually going to hurt you. And let me tell you why. When you try to be BFFs with your prospect, you then put yourself at either an equal level or at a lower level than your prospective client. And that's the issue. You are the expert at the end of the day, and you got to be treated like an expert, not a best friend, an expert, a professional. That's why do not try to be BFFs with your prospect. And what this can look like is saying random things like, "Oh, hey girl, how's it going? What's your favorite restaurant? You know, what's your favorite color? Oh my gosh, I love what you're wearing. It's so cute." Now, if that's your style, that's great. But I'm telling you from experience, if you're trying to be BFFs with your prospect, it's gonna be very awkward when you transition to actually asking them for the sale. That's why you wanna make sure you're professional. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be ice cold on the call, but at least you know your boundaries when it comes to acting like an expert versus acting like someone's best friend. Now, I'm also going to throw in a bonus tip. One thing, especially when I was starting, that I made a mistake on is when I was hopping on these sales calls, I was always asking myself, "Oh my gosh, what if they don't like me? I hope that they like me." But later on, I realized that the mindset shift you gotta make is going onto these calls and asking yourself if you even like them. Remember, this is your turf. When that person is hopping on the call with you, that is your home base. Not them, yours. That's why you gotta own up, you gotta boss up, and realize that it is you choosing whether or not you wanna work with them at the end of the day, because it's your business and not the other way around. And when you actually make this mindset shift, your sales calls are gonna be a lot more powerful, and I guarantee you are gonna be a lot more confident. Now, with that mistake out of the way, the next one is talking more than you are listening. Now, this is a really big one. And even though a lot of people understand this, they actually don't really put it into practice. Listening is one of the hardest skills to master. And even for me, I always want to talk. However, that is not the place when it comes to sales calls. Just because you're talking doesn't mean that you're actually selling. And if anything, being quiet, absorbing the information, really showing the prospect that you're listening to their needs is what's truly going to help you close that sale. Not only this, like I mentioned earlier on in my video, sales calls is not the place to be doing free coaching. A massive mistake that I see a lot of new coaches making is that they automatically want to help the client. They want to coach them. But guess what's going to happen if you do this? Not only is your prospect going to walk away potentially feeling even more lost and confused, you might actually risk closing that sale. Because you're doing free coaching or free consulting on the call, that prospect might think, oh great, now I have some action steps that I can do, so maybe I don't need to hire this coach, and maybe instead I'm gonna do it myself, and then I'll hire this coach later if I feel like it. That's a huge issue, not just for your business, but also for that prospect. You're doing a huge disservice to that client if you're giving them the answer right away in a 30-minute call, because we all know that a business cannot be built in 30 minutes. That client probably really needs a lot of help. But if you're just giving them a band-aid solution, letting them walk away without the tools to actually execute, that client is not gonna have success. That's why you wanna make sure that you aren't giving free coaching on this call, and instead you're focusing on understanding if this client is the right fit, if you can help this client, and in order to do that, you gotta listen. In addition to this, on the topic of listening, you also gotta make sure that you're not reading off a script. Now, I'm someone who has honestly listened to many sales calls from my own clients, and I'm gonna tell you right now, it's very obvious when you're reading off a script. You sound robotic, and not only this, you're so focused on remembering what you have to say next on that script that you aren't listening. When I'm actually listening to some of my clients' sales calls, I can catch a lot of things that they missed out because they weren't listening to that prospect. And because they weren't listening, you miss out on crucial information that's actually going to help you land the sale. That's actually going to help you serve that client even more on that call and position your program in a way that is valuable enough for that client to invest. But again, if you're not listening, you're going to miss out on a lot of those key nuggets of information that your prospect is feeding you on a silver platter. But because you're so distracted and your mind is elsewhere thinking about this damn script that you're trying to memorize, it's not really gonna work out well for you. So that's why you gotta make sure that you are present on these calls. Now, obviously, if you are new, it's very hard to master this skill, and all it takes is practice. And that's kind of the last tip that I have for you. It's not a mistake, it's a tip. Practice makes perfect. Jump on more sales calls just to have the practice. Especially if you're beginning, if there's a prospect that you don't know if it's the right fit, just take the call anyway. Practice your skills, especially in a low commitment environment. Now, so far in this video, we talked a lot about sales call mistakes, but just because you have a really robust sales process doesn't necessarily mean that your prospect is going to invest in you. That's why I want you to hit the notification bell, because in my next video, I'm actually gonna talk all about how you can stand out in a very competitive environment. Take me, for example. I started my coaching a year ago, and already I have hundreds of students enrolling in my program and services. That's why I want you to hit the notification bell, because I am going to spill the beans on how you can stand out in a saturated market. Now, while you wait for that video, I also want to make sure you are checking out these two videos right here. I talk a lot about mindset, marketing, coaching, entrepreneurship, all the good things like that. So make sure you are checking out these videos in the meantime. As always, guys, I appreciate you. I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and a great life, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.